奉主耶稣圣名开始这一堂的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we'll begin this session of service.
在刚刚我们也听到 Woody 传道用回响这个题目做我们的分享。
Just now, Pastor Woody shared with us the topic, Remember.
这一堂我们要跟大家谈遵行神旨意的人。
This session I'd like to share with you the topic, the one who obeys God's will.
当我们在回想的过程里面,
In the process of remembrance,
我们就会看到自己的不足,
we will see our shortcomings,
会想到, 别人对我们的一种爱戴,
we'll think of the love that others show us,
甚至想到神种种对我们的一种呵护。
And we'll remember the care of our God towards us.
所以我们常常回想，对我们是有一个帮助。
Therefore, it benefits us for us to constantly remember.
但是最重要的回想以后，
But even more importantly, after we have remembered,
要从这个软弱的地步里面能够勇敢地站起来。
We need to stand up from where we were once weak.
只有在回想，也不过是一个想法罢了。
We cannot simply remain at the stage of remembrance.
回想是要让自己有机会改正，而且成为一个有力量的人。
But through remembrance, we should change ourselves to become strong.
那圣经里面新旧约里头啊，
In the Bible, both in the Old and the New Testament,
神常常会对他的百姓仆人说话。
God often spoke to his people through his servant.
到了新约的时候，
In the New Testament,
主耶稣也用各种神国的话语对门徒说话。
The Lord Jesus also spoke to the disciples concerning the kingdom of God.
耶稣死而复活，升天去了。
After Jesus resurrected and ascended to heaven,
门徒们一再强调神的话语的重要性。
The disciples constantly stressed the importance of the Lord's words.
所以有一个很重要的原则。
So there is one important principle.
我们要成为一个立志一生一世遵守神的真理话语的人。
We need to determine to be someone who obeys God's will all our lives.
才能够成为一个有力量坚强的基督徒。
Only then can we be strong Christians.
所以旧约里头啊，
In the Old Testament,
说起来神常常透过他的仆人向百姓这样说话。
God often spoke to his people through his servants.
说你们要遵守神的诫命、律例、典章。
God instructed them to obey God's commandments.
这是神对选民一个直接的要求。
This was God's requirement towards his people.
我们今天任何说话、思想、动作，一定要回到圣经里面。
Our every thought and action must conform to the Bible.
因为你个人的看法、你的对事情的了解，这只是个人经验罢了。
Your personal views and opinions may be based on your own experience.
用人的经验去，没办法进到神的国度里面。
But human experience is not enough for God's kingdom.
我们没有唱诗，我直接就讲了哈。
I'm going straight into the sermon about singing hymns.
我们一首诗歌留到最后才唱啊。
The hymn is actually for the end of the service.
最早出现神对他百姓的一个要求是在什么地方？
When God first revealed His will or requirement to man, what was it?
我们要找出这样的典故。
We must find this.
让我们了解神非常重视他的选民，要一定遵守他的话。
And see that God from the very beginning required His people to be obedient.
我们来看一下出埃及记。
Please turn to Exodus.
请看十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记的十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
十九章，我们来看这个第五节。
Verse 5. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
在这里，神向摩西显现这样教导。
God appeared to Moses and spoke with him.
第五节说，你们要听从我的话。
Obey my voice, he said.
遵守我的约。
And keep my covenant.
我就要在万民中间做你们的神。
Then I will be your God.
你们要做我的子民。
and you will be my people.
这个是神要求百姓直接在西乃之约约定的。
This was God's direct requirement and covenant with his people on Sinai. He told them to
遵守神的约定哦。
Obey God's word and covenant.
所以这个就教导我们要遵守神的旨意，就是遵守神的圣经的话。
This teaches us to obey God's will and the Bible.
到了生命记第六章。
In Exodus chapter, Deuteronomy 6. 那里
神就直接对整个以色列百姓说，以色列啊，你们要听。
The Lord spoke to the Israelites directly saying,
听谁呢？
Hear, O Israel.
听那位独一的真神。
The Lord your God is one.
要尽心尽意尽力爱神。
And love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength.
最重要爱神的表现就是在你完全遵守神的话语这个上面。
And the essence of loving God is to obey Him.
因为遵守神的旨意，这个会跟我们的生命存活有关系。
Obeying God has everything to do with our lives.
甚至会跟我们从神领受的产业有关系。
And it has everything to do with our inheritance from God.
神绝对直接要求神的百姓要遵行神的吩咐。
God required his people to obey him.
这就是表明了神的真理的一个绝对性。
This also shows that truth is absolute.
而且神的话语里面有他的神圣性。
And God's word is sacred.
我们人不能随意增加或删改。
No human being can ever change or add to God's word.
每一个人都有对神的体验的经验。
All of us have experienced God in one way or another.
但是那是个人跟神的一种信仰关系。
But that's our personal relationship with God.
我们还是要回归到圣经神的话。
We still need to come back to the word of the Bible.
因为我们照着神的话才能够得见神，而且进入神的国度。
Only through God's word can we see God and enter His kingdom.
在台湾呢，有一种选举的现象。
During the elections in Taiwan, you see this phenomenon.
那个候选人呢？会买票。
The candidates would bribe.
这个在几年前是这样的啊，现在买票危险了，很容易被抓，甚至没有机会当选。
And nowadays it's more risky because if you get caught, you're in trouble.
所以买票的风气是在几年前比较有。
So this was more common a few years ago.
哇，那个候选人啊，他就拜访每一家。
Some candidates would go from house to house.
哇，早上六点哦，因为很怕人家看见。
And they go early in the morning so as not to be seen.
结果来到我们其中一个信徒的家，敲门。
And they came to one of our church members' home.
我们弟兄就出来开门了。
And our church brother opened the door.
哇，候选人来了。
It was the candidate.
他们都很知道是候选人，说要投我一张五千块哦。
The candidate said, vote for me, I'll give you 5,000 NT.
哇，那他们家里有五六个人呢，可以投票。
And there are five or six eligible voters in the family.
那个钱就拿到多少啊？差不多三万块啊。
So they could have received more than
30,000 NT. 不用上班就有一个月的薪水，一天就有了。
So the brother thought, if I get paid for voting for him, then I don't have to work for a month.
所以有的人在选举期间呢，睡觉的时候窗户不关了，因为他们会从外面丢钱进来，就是要投票了。
So some people would wait for the time of election so that the candidates would bribe them and throw money at them.
这个是以前的现象啊。
This was quite common few years ago.
哇，我们这个弟兄好高兴嘞。
This brother was very excited.
所以今天他这一天特别的高兴。
He was especially happy that day.
哇，就我也不偷不抢，是别人给我。
I never robbed anyone. He gave me the money.
晚上聚会也特别有信心。
And he was full of faith at during the evening service.
聚会完回到家里也睡不着。
And after the service, he couldn't sleep at night.
还在想这个钱要怎么花。
He's still thinking about how to spend the money.
哇，那个一秒钟就有三万块，你到哪里找？
Where can you get $30,000 in a second?
我看大概赚钱一秒钟超过三万块的，可能那个匹兹盖宝是吧？我听说他用秒在算多少钱呢？
什么盖宝？
匹兹那个很有钱那个盖斯是吗？
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates 不对，比尔盖斯了
哈。It's probably comparable to Bill Gates.
不知道一秒是赚多少钱，都忘记了。我看过报纸。
I don't know how much money he makes in a second.
那个人很厉害哈。
he's really incredible.
但是我们这个弟兄也不简单，一秒就六万块。
But this brother
三万块。
Was also something because he earned so much money in a second.
但是他晚上睡到半夜一两点了。
But during midnight at 1 or 2,
他做了一个梦哎。
He had a dream.
那个梦很可怕。
It was a very scary dream.
看到世界大灾难。
He saw the end of the world, and there was a tribulation.
哇，大家都逃命。
Everyone was running for their lives.
哪里有时间在找钱呢？
Nobody had time to look for their money.
哪里有时间找人保护啊？
Not to speak of.
整个地球世界大灾难哎。
So the whole world was in chaos.
大家就逃命，他也逃了。
Everyone was running for their lives, and this brother too.
结果逃到一半的时候，
halfway through fleeing for his life,
天上有大响声发生。
A great voice came from heaven.
有打雷的声音，
like thunder.
甚至啊，还有很大的声音骂他。
And a great voice scolded him, reprimanded him.
你不用逃了。
Why are you running?
你逃到哪里没有用，就是死。
It's no use for you to run because you're going to die.
某某人，你今天做什么事啊？
So and so, what did you do today?
他知道那个声音是主耶稣的。
He knew that it was the voice of the Lord Jesus.
我没有做什么事，我有聚会耶。
I didn't do anything. I went to service.
有去聚会啊。
Yes, he did go to service.
但耶稣又说，
But the Lord Jesus said,
你没有做什么事吗？
You didn't do anything?
请看你的右手。
Look at your right hand.
因为他拿那个贿赂的钱三万块是用右手拿的。
Because he used his right hand to receive the bribe money.
他一看啊，整个手黑黑的。
His right hand in the dream was all black.
哇，那一只手黑到他的心脏啊，因为你要拿那个不义之财，你的心也要发动啊。
And his right hand was black all the way to his heart. So that meant that his heart was affected too. So this darkness,
哇，
所以他, the blackness
of sin. 你逃到哪里都是死，不用逃。
And the Lord Jesus said, no matter where you run, you're going to die.
哇，这个时候他吓呆啊。
He was shocked.
醒过来啊。
He woke up from the dream.
马上把正在睡觉打鼾的太太摇一摇，起来，起来。
He quickly woke up his snoring wife and said, come on, wake up.
被叫起来。
And she was sound asleep.
做什么？
What is it?
祷告，帮我祷告。
Let's pray, please pray for me.
我要向神悔改了。
I want to repent to God.
我今天早上，昨天早上啊，这个拿了三万块的不义之财。
Yesterday morning, I received 30 unrighteous dollars.
耶稣说我会死。
30,000. And the Lord Jesus said, I'm going to die.
不能进天国。
And I can't go to heaven.
起来，太太也帮他祷告，叫他悔改啊。
So his wife also got up and prayed with him.
哇，结果祷告完了。
After the prayer.
对，他比那个候选人更早，五点去敲那个候选人的门。
He went to the candidate's house even earlier than the candidate came to his house.
三万块还他。
At 5 a.m.
你放心，我会投你了，但是我不要你的钱了。
He said, "Don't worry, I'll vote for you, but I don't want your money."
你看看。两个人私下做的事，神都知道。
So you can see that God knows what's done in secret.
当你在贪不义之财的时候，
when you lust for unrighteous gain,
你的心贪爱这个钱，
your heart is loving money.
你在做不遵循神旨意的事情。
You're disobeying God's will.
还好神爱他，提醒他。
But fortunately, God loved his brother and reminded him.
神生气不提醒他，一次就解决 OK 了。
Had God been in great wrath, he would have destroyed him instantly, and he would have no chance to repent. How dreadful that would have been. There are some things you can try. And maybe learn a secret to success. For example, if you want to be good at playing golf,
可能要有很多很多时间的练习。
You need a lot of practice.
要碰到很好的教练教你。
And you need a good coach.
无数次的练习，总有一天你参加比赛，慢慢的你就成为一个好的选手。
If you keep practicing and doing it, you will become a good player.
但是有些事情你千万不要尝试。
But there are some things you must not try.
只要做一次，就是不遵守神的。旨意化一个。
Because if you even try once, you are breaking God's will.
神会生气。
And you will invoke God's wrath.
甚至会撇弃我们。
He may even forsake you.
有一些事甚至罪恶根本就连碰也不要碰。
We should not meddle with sin.
如果存好奇的心违背神的话就很麻烦。
If you disobey God, even out of curiosity, you should get into trouble.
圣经根本都是神所默示的话。
The whole Bible is God's inspiration.
我们要学习，要相信。
We must learn it and believe it.
那我们凡事必须要遵守神的旨意神的话。
And in everything we must obey God's word and will.
结果一定会得到神的祝福和恩典的。
As a result, we will receive God's blessing.
那我们现在要讲的就是遵守神的话的人呢、啊、会有什么好处。
We'll now talk about what blessings those who obey God's will receive.
希望我们讲完这些好处，我们就大家立志愿意遵守神的话到底啊。
Hopefully after we study this, we can all determine to obey God's will to the end.
所以我们先来了解遵守神的旨意的好处是什么。
Let's talk about the blessings of obeying God's will.
我们请看这个马可福音的第三章。
Please read Mark chapter 3.
马可福音第三章
Mark chapter
3第三章我们来看这个35节
Mark chapter 3 verse 35
三章的35节
Mark 3:35 For whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and mother
在这里主耶稣说
These are the words of the Lord
凡遵行神旨意的人
Whoever does the will of God
就是我的母亲我的兄弟姐妹
It's my brother and my sister and mother
所以这里很清楚的让我们知道、哦、
It is very clear here
我们遵循神的旨意神的话
That if we obey God's will
就是主耶稣的家人、哦、
We become a family member of God
在这一段经文里面
In this passage
他的经文的情境里头、啊、
According to the context
情境里面 sense这个很重要圣经要读的时候一定要了解它经文的情境、
according to the sense or the context
我们看到主耶稣的家人很关心主耶稣、啊
we can see that the Lord Jesus the family was very concerned about him
我们看31节
verse 31
在那个时候啊耶稣的母亲和他的兄弟在房子的外边呢、啊、要来找他
Jesus' brothers and mother came to look for him and they were outside the house
因为这个时候耶稣是在房子里面在讲道
Jesus was speaking in the house
然后32节有人说你的母亲你的兄弟姐妹找你啊
Verse 32 Someone told him Look your mother and your brothers are looking for you 33
耶稣就回答
Jesus answered them
谁是我的母亲啊谁是我的弟兄啊
Who's my mother and my brothers
所以我们这样听耶稣讲话好像很没有感情啊
He seemed to be without any emotion.
但是我们在这里为什么耶稣会说遵循我的话的人就是我的家里人呢
Why did the Lord Jesus say whoever does the will of God is my family?
所以我们就想想耶稣为什么会在33节说谁是我的母亲谁是我的兄弟姐妹呢
So let's ask ourselves why did Jesus say who is my mother and my brothers?
难道他不承认他肉身的家里人吗
Did he disown his family members?
答案是绝对不是的。
Oh, we know, of course not.
在这里主耶稣要强调的是怎么样的人才是我属灵真正的家里人呢
But rather he was emphasizing how to be a spiritual member of God's house.
当我们细心考察这一段经文的时候
When we study this passage with faith,
原来我们才知道
We will come to this
主耶稣要强调的就是一个很真心顺服神的话的人、啊、才是他的家里人、啊、
He wants to emphasize that obeying God's will allows you to be a member of God's house
他的家里人都在房子的外边找他
While Jesus' family members were seeking him
甚至叫托人到里面告诉耶稣说我们找你啊快回家
They even ask someone to go in and tell Jesus to go home.
所以如果在教会你是做负责人啊
If you are a church council member,
有时候很难做，因为你的父母亲啊，常常把你看作小孩子啊，所以有时候很两难啊。
Sometimes you may be in a dilemma because your parents may treat you like a child.
刚刚在台上讲道理很好，你一下去，你母亲肯定跟你说没有瓦斯了，去搬瓦斯啊。
You just had delivered a wonderful sermon and then after you stepped down
孩子衣服脏了赶快送到家里、啊、给他洗澡换衣服、啊、
Your mom says go and do something and change your kids clothes
耶稣的家里人也是用这种心态面对耶稣的
This is how Jesus' family treated him
所以耶稣就强调
So Jesus emphasized
哪一些人才是他真正的家里人呢、啊
who was his true family?
我们看那个三十二节。
Verse 32.
这个时候有许多人坐在耶稣的旁边周围听他讲道。
A multitude was sitting around him to listen to him.
所以他讲到的属灵家里人是指着那些听他讲道而且愿意遵循神旨意的人呢。
So those who were listening to him and obeying him were the ones, members of his family.
而不在他前面听道理的家里人，肉身的家里人，他就不认为是属灵的一家人。
So it was not necessarily those who are physically related to him.
从二十节到三十节这一段是插进去的啊。
Verse 22, 30 is an insert.
我们来看一下啊。二十节
，verse 20，
耶稣在一个屋子里面聚，众人聚集听他讲道。
The multitude came together to listen to him.
他甚至连吃饭的时间都没有。
So much so that he could not even eat.
那二十一节
，verse 21，
耶稣的亲属听见
，when Jesus' own people heard him,
就出来找他，要拉住他，叫他说你要回家吃饭了。
They went out to lay hold of him, to ask him to go home to eat.
你有工作狂啊！
They said he was
mad. 你像疯子一样哎。
He had become a maniac.
因为我们在这里发现呢。
So we can notice here.
耶稣的家属不了解他正在做圣工，传福音讲道。
That Jesus' family couldn't understand that he was preaching the gospel.
只有用陌生的看法说你没有吃饭呢，你不吃饭呢，你是疯子哎。
They only looked at the fact that he wasn't eating.
出来出来出来，赶快回家吃饭。
He seemed to be crazy, so they just wanted him to go home.
你陌生来讲，这个是关心家里人没有错哦。
So from a physical, fleshly standpoint,
但是跟耶稣在讲道传福音的工作，那个是两个不同的世界的感受。
They were concerned about his well-being, but spiritually they were in a different world.
这是第一种人哦。
So this was the first type of people.
第二种人，二十二节从耶路撒冷下来的文士啊，就批评耶稣了。
And the second type of people, scribes from Jerusalem.
耶稣是靠鬼来赶鬼的。
They criticized Jesus and said he would cast out demons by demons.
对耶稣做了很严厉的一个质疑跟攻击。
So they were very harsh in their criticism of Jesus.
耶稣也做了很重要的这个说法。
And the Lord Jesus gave him an important reply.
我们看那个二十三节到二十七节。
Verse 23 to 27.
他说如果真的靠鬼来赶撒旦赶得出去吗
The Lord Jesus asked, is it possible to cast out demons with demons?
他在强调说神的国有神的灵同在不用靠这些鬼
God's kingdom works by the spirit of God and does not depend on demons.
所以这里记载了两种人啊
So we see two types of people.
一个是他肉身的家属不明白耶稣的工作
One was the physical family of Jesus who did not understand his ministry. And the second type were the scribes who were religious leaders, well-versed in the Bible. But they were completely ignorant of Jesus' preaching. Instead, they opposed Jesus. These are the two types of people.
Their speech and their inner world.
We can see from their words and their intent.
都表明了他们是站在房子外面的外边人呢。
That they were outsiders who were outside the house.
这两种人都没有办法用心明白主的教导和主的工作。
These two kinds of people were not able to understand and appreciate Jesus' work.
所以有这种环境的背景之下。
So this was the context.
那些坐在耶稣面前听讲道理的人呢？
Those who were sitting in the house listening to Jesus.
他们跟耶稣没有血缘的关系哦。
They were not related by blood to Jesus.
有一个动作，他们愿意遵守神的旨意的人呢。
But one thing made them unique.
所以三十五节才说。
That is they obeyed God's
will. 你们就是我的母亲，我的兄弟姐妹啊。
That's why in verse 35, Jesus said, "These are the ones who are my brothers, mother and brothers." In this passage.
我们很清楚地做了这样的分析之后。
After this careful analysis.
我们就知道一个懂得遵循神的旨意的人有一个好处，成为主耶稣的家里人了。
We can see the blessing of obeying God's will, and that is to become a member of Jesus' family.
所以无论在任何环境和困难之下。
In any time of circumstance.
我们一定要立志遵守神的话到底啊。
We must determine to obey God's will to the end.
你才能够真正成为耶稣基督里面他的亲属，他的家里人呢
？Then you can truly become a member of Jesus' family.
我们再来看这个路加福音十一章。
Let's also read Luke chapter 11.
遵行神的旨意会有什么样的好处呢？
What other blessings are there for those who obey God's will?
请看十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
十一章的二十七节、二十八节。
Verses 27 and 28. 27, and it happened as he spoke these things that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts which nursed you. 28. But he said, More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
在这里啊，当耶稣在做讲道的时候，
While the Lord Jesus was speaking,
其中有一个妇人啊，她就很感动啊。
A woman was very moved.
她就说了一句话。
She said,
哇，那怀你的那个妇人和生你的那个妇人啊，有福了。
Blessed is the one who gave you birth and bred
you. 看到耶稣讲话有权能。
Because she saw how powerful Jesus' message was.
神迹医病赶鬼。
And that he was able to cast out demons and heal the sick.
生你的养你的人有福了。
So this woman said, it was very blessed for the woman who gave Jesus birth and nursed him. But Jesus said,
是有福没有错。
Yes, it is true.
但是听神的道能够去遵行的那个人更有福啊。
But more blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
耶稣也在这里强调哦。
This is Jesus' emphasis.
一个懂得遵行神的道的人啊。
That whoever obeys the will of God,
他会得到更多的福气
will receive an even greater blessing.
那从这两节里面
according to these
two verses, 我们可以看到有两种不同的观点做法。
There are two perspectives and two ways of doing things.
第一种就是世人的看法。
The first is the worldly perspective.
当那个妇人她觉得那怀你的人生养你的人啊有福气
The woman thought that whoever gave Jesus birth and nursed him was very blessed.
为什么说这个是世人的看法？
Why do we call this a worldly perspective?
如果今天你跟布希总统啊，这个拉一点关系啊。
Today, if you have any connection with the President Bush,
就会觉得我不得了。你看别人不认，没有跟他有关系，我有。
You would think that you are somebody special.
因为他是总统嘛。
Because you're connected to the President.
但是他总统卸任以后。这个关系就不好用了嘛。
But after he's no longer the president, then that connection wouldn't mean as much.
所以我们世人常常会有一些看法来作为夸口的地方。
The people of the world like to boast about certain things.
那圣经里面也谈到有关这方面的事哦。
And the Bible speaks about that.
我们来看一下耶利米书。
Please turn to Jeremiah.
请看耶利米书。
Jeremiah
第九章。
Chapter 9.
第九章二十三节。
Chapter 9 verse 23.23, thus says the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches.
这里是神对人的看法。
This was God's view of man.
世上的人最喜欢夸口的有三件事。
The people of the world like to glory in three things.
第一件就是所谓的智慧专业。
The first is are the wise.
第二是讲到勇力，就是能力。
And the second are the mighty.
第三是讲到财富。
And the third are the rich.
我们所有世界的人几乎在努力追求的，也不过这三个方面嘛。
So everything that we toil for in this world are really
智慧专业。
Within these three things, wisdom, yeah, or professionalism,
能力财富。
Might and riches.
只要是跟这其中一个有关系牵连了，就觉得很骄傲了不起啊。
If anybody has any of these three, they will be proud.
人很现实。
People
往往用一种利益的观点来去衡量一切事情。
Often very profit-oriented.
所以每一件事都要谈到对自己有什么利益或报酬啊。
In everything people do, they have to figure out how much they will get in return.
这个世人所夸口的就是以这三件事为主。
And these are the things the people of the world glory in.
难怪啊，保罗他这样做见证。
This is why Paul testified.
在这个末世的世界是一个危险的日子。
And said that in the last days will be perilous times.
为了追求这三样。
In order to seek for these three things.
有真的不会把神看在眼里。
People would ignore God.
甚至啊，这个 没有敬畏神的心呢？
They will have no fear of God.
只追求自己的感受快乐就好。
They will only seek their own pleasure.
我们来看一下提摩太后书第三章。
Please read 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章一节到五节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 through 5. 2 Timothy 3 verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud,blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away.
在这里，保罗就把末后世代的人的现象写得很清楚。
Paul vividly describes the state of men in the last days.
或许在我们的环境家庭里面我们就遇到这种人了。
We may have met such people in our lives.
第二节那里 说人要专顾自己耶。
People be lovers of themselves.
不顾家里人耶。
They would not care for their family.
贪婪钱财耶。
They are lovers of money.
自夸骄傲耶。
They boast and are proud.
毁谤别人耶。
They blaspheme.
这里又说违背父母耶。
They are disobedient to parents.
忘恩负义耶。
Unthankful.
心不圣洁耶。
Unholy.
哇，讲到后来爱厌那不爱神呢。
They are lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
有一个敬虔的外貌，好像人不错，但是呢，却没有遵行神的道理来生活了。
They appear to be good on the outside, but do not live according to God's word.
所以保罗说，这种人你要躲开呀。
Paul said, from such people, turn away.
世人的看法不代表就是神圣经道理的说法。
Therefore, the views of the world are not necessarily that of God.
保罗才说幕后的人啊，真的是是一个危险的日子哎。
That's why Paul calls the last days perilous times.
你只要犯到二节到五节所有的事情动作，你就是犯罪了。
Every action mentioned in verses 2 to 5
没有遵行神的话
are perilous because they are disobedient to God.
所以这里讲危险的日子也称作犯罪的日子。
Therefore, the perilous times are also sinful times.
这是世人生活的现象看法。
This is the phenomenon and views of the world.
但是这种做法在神的道理里面是千万不可的。
But such are not permitted by God's word.
我们再来谈第二种看法。
Let's look at the second perspective.
就是在路加福音十一章的二十八节。
Which we looked at just now in Luke chapter 11, verse 28.
那里耶稣说
，Where Jesus said,
听神的道。
Those who hear the word of God,
而且能够遵行神的道人，这个更为有福了。
And keep it are more blessed.
这是主耶稣的认定，而且他亲自的教导哎。
This is our Lord Jesus' confirmation and teaching.
这很清楚的让我们明白啊。
So we are clearly taught to understand.
认为的好，不如听神的道而遵行的人来好。
That what seems to be good in man's eyes is not as good as what seems.
那主耶稣所期盼他的门徒，也就是要信他，而且遵行他的话而得福啊。
What is good in God's eyes, which is to believe in God's word and obey it.
这个才能够合乎主耶稣福音的一个工作见证了。
These are the people who are live in accordance to the gospel.
当我们遵行神的旨意
，if we're obedient to God's word，
我们就看到那个恩典福气的见证。
We will see, witness and experience God's blessing and grace.
但是话说回来啊。如果话说回来嘛，如果你想要生耶稣、养耶稣啊，像玛利亚一样，那不容易啊。
However, we also have to recognize that it's not really easy to be married.
而是玛利亚她有那个条件
，the mother of Jesus, but she happened to have the condition.
所以神的怜悯就选中同你玛利亚要生耶稣。养耶稣
Because of her, she had the requirement, God chose her to raise and nurse Jesus.
这个也是要神的怜悯恩待呢。
And so this was also God's grace.
不是每个人感动说啊，主耶稣，我也当时你也可以透过圣灵怀胎，我生你，我养你啊。
It's not like everyone can say to God, God, I'm willing to give birth.
不是人会决定哎。
This is not something man can decide.
神要做事是照他的旨意，他的怜悯来恩待谁？
It is completely according to God's will and mercy.
所以在这里强调了，遵行神的话的人啊，是会听神的道，而且行出来啊。
The emphasis here is that those who hear God's word and keep it.
当遵行神的话的人能够行出来啊，就有神的福气在他身上。
Will experience the blessings of God in their lives.
我们再来谈第三点。
The third point.
遵行神旨意的人会有什么好处呢？
What other blessings are there for those who keep God's word?
我们请看约翰福音的十五章。
Please read John chapter 15.
十五章请看十四节。
John 15 verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
在这里主耶稣亲自讲的哦。
These are the words of our Lord Himself.
如果遵行我所吩咐的就是神的话。
If you do whatever I command you,
你们就是我的朋友了。
You are my friends.
主耶稣在这里讲真葡萄树的道理的时候。
Jesus was speaking about the true vine.
他强调了两个重点。
He emphasized two things.
耶稣是真葡萄树。
First, he was the true vine.
门徒是葡萄树的枝子。
The disciples were the branches.
如果枝子离开葡萄树就没有生命。
If the branches were apart from the vine, they had no life.
而且不能结果子。
They cannot bear fruit.
所以这个道理强调了两个重点。
So there are two important points here.
第一个重点就是四节到八节所说的。
The first point is found in verses 4 to 8.
不要离开主耶稣。
Do not be apart from the Lord Jesus.
受洗之后一生一世立志在主耶稣里面。
After we have been baptized, we need to remain in the Lord all our lives.
人事物不要破坏影响我们跟主耶稣的关系。
Nothing and no one in this world should ever destroy our relationship with Christ.
第二个重点呢？
Secondly,
要强调的是九节到十三节。
Verses 9 to 13.
要效法主的爱。
We need to imitate the Lord's love.
在第九节说我爱你们了。
Verse 9, he said, I love you.
正如天父爱我一样。
Just as the Father loved me.
你们要藏在我的爱里面。
Abide in my love.
十节又说。
10.
你们如果遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里面了。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love.
所以九节到十三节强调要效法主的爱。
Verses 9 to 13 stress, imitating Christ's love.
我们都领受十架的救恩。
We all have received the grace of the cross.
如果我们效法主的爱，
if we imitate Christ,
这就是反映了神拣选我们一个恩典的报答。
Then that reflects that we are grateful for God's election.
神拣选我们是神主动赏赐给我们的这个救恩哦。
In His sovereignty, God has given us His grace of salvation.
那当我们效法主的爱，
if we imitate Christ's love,
我们也愿意有这种生命的爱在里面，
and we willingly express this love in our lives.
主耶稣对我们所付出的生命的爱，那个过程是非常辛苦的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ went through much pain and sorrow to
还要完成十架救恩。
Give us His love in order to complete the salvation on the cross.
受难的过程啊，是一步一脚印走向哥哥他山上去的。
Every step of the way to Golgotha, he left a footprint of blood.
他知道去那边是受死哎。
He knew that he was on the way to death.
天底下哪有这种人呢、啊？会为了爱而自己去受死呢？
Who in this world would ever sacrifice for love?
就算有也是个人的爱。
And even if people do, they do it out of themselves, not for themselves.
到十架救恩的完成显明的爱是对全人类的。
But the love that our Lord Jesus Christ expressed on the way to the cross was for the whole human race.
世界上没有任何人能够跟他一样，你的死就是面对全人类的。
No one else in this world can ever die for the whole mankind.
这个爱的过程啊，对你我大家都非常重要。
This love and the process of experiencing,
所以我们要效法主的爱。
This love is very important.
最好的表现就是要遵守神的旨意。
And the best way to show our love is to obey God's will.
这样子做就会成为主耶稣的好朋友哎。
If we do this, we become Jesus' good friends.
圣经里头有记载一个古圣徒叫亚伯拉罕。
The Bible records of a saint called Abraham.
他真的成为主耶稣的朋友。
He became a
成为神的朋友。
He was a true friend of God.
为什么他会成为神的朋友呢？
Why was he a friend of God?
我们来看一看。
Let's take a look.
请看雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章的二十一节到二十三节。
James chapter 2 verses 21 to 23.
二十一节。
James 2:21, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? 22. Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? 23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. According to this verse,
亚伯拉罕因为遵守神的话,
Abraham obeyed God. He lived a life of obedience and faith.
结果他通过了这样的试验,
he passed the test from God. In the end, God called him his friend.
这是一件好事,
this was a good thing.
你我认识成为朋友,
we are very happy when we have friends.
但是如果我们能够 成为耶稣基督的朋友, 那个福气真是太好了。
How much more wonderful will it be if we become friends with Jesus?
成为耶稣的朋友啊?
How can we be friends with Jesus?
很简单啊, 就遵守神的话。
It's very simple, just do God's word.
就这么简单欸。
It's so simple.
你也不用花钱欸。
You don't need to pay a cent.
你也不用说耶稣啊, 这个什么 barbecue 好吃啊, 我请你吃, 你跟我做朋友啊。
You don't need to treat him to barbecue.
那不用人的方法。
You don't need to use human ways.
只要遵守圣经神的话,
it's very simple. You just do whatever the Bible says and you can become
哇,
his friend.
这真的是一个, 遵守神的话, 真的是, 有这样的好处,
so this is the blessing that comes with obeying God's will.
我们再来看, 遵守神的话有什么好处呢?
Let's look at other blessings of obeying God's will.
看马太福音的第七章,
let's read Matthew chapter 7.
21节,
verse 21.
马太福音第七章21节.
Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
21节这里讲了.
According to this verse,
主耶稣说很多人称我主啊主啊,
the Lord Jesus said, many will say to me, Lord, Lord,
这么多人不一定都能进天国哦,
but not all of them will enter the heavenly kingdom.
这不是我们任何人讲的, 是主耶稣说的哦,
these are the words of no one but the Lord Jesus.
用一个方法来区别什么样的人可以进天国呢?
And the Lord Jesus' criteria for entering God's kingdom,
遵行神旨意的人啊,
is to do the will of God.
也就是能够遵守圣经神的话的人啊,
those who obey the words of the Bible
才能够进天国,
are the ones who will go to heaven.
耶稣在山上讲的宝训,
on the teaching, in the teachings on the mount,
在这里讲的是从马太福音第五章到第七章,
which is from chapter 5 to chapter 7 of Matthew.
这里描写耶稣讲话非常有权威哦,
the Bible tells us that Jesus spoke with authority.
他的山上宝训啊, 真的是有重要的路线和依据在里面。
The teachings on the mount were had a very
clear,
he talked about the Beatitudes and other important teachings. But in the end, those who heard him must make a choice. At the end of the teachings on the mount, he gave them three choices.
有两条门路, questions.
First, you have to choose between two paths. One goes to hell, and which is wide. All the people of the world go there. The other is a narrow path that leads to eternal life. You have to make a choice. After listening to Jesus' teachings, what choice will you make? The second choice was concerning two fruit trees. One represented the words of the false teachers. The other represented the teachings of Jesus concerning the heavenly kingdom. The third question, two foundations. One case is like a wise man building a house on a rock.
也就是把信仰人生盖在 耶稣基督这个磐石上面,
this means building your life upon the Lord Jesus Christ. The other kind is the life of the world.
下雨水冲风吹,
you build your house on the sand, but when the flood and the rain come,
最后耶稣用这三个问题问那些 听他讲道的人呢?
So the Lord Jesus asked these multitudes these three questions.
最后做一个结论,
And his conclusion was,
唯独遵行神旨意神的话的人才能够进入天国。
Only he who does the will of God in heaven can enter the heavenly kingdom.
有一个传道,
there was this preacher
他被派到一个教会协助灵恩布道会,
who had been assigned to assist in the convocation at a local church.
那个教会真的很糟糕。
And the church was not doing well at all.
有些人犯罪了还想做头讲话大声。
Some people have committed sins against God and still wanted to lead the church. And there was division in that church. There was no order. For a couple of decades, no one received the Holy Spirit. It was a terrible church.
奇怪,神用真理圣建设的教会,
how can a church established by God's Spirit and truth be like, become like this? The membership was about 200.
他们的行为没有办法荣耀神,
but the members' lives did not glorify God.
所以被派到这间教会负担的传道都很痛苦。
And the pastor who had been assigned to be the resident pastor there was very...
那一个传道人说公文要派到那边协助灵恩布道会他就有点担忧。
Was in great sorrow. And the other pastor who was sent there to assist in the convocation was quite worried about what to say.
那么不荣耀神不得神同工的教会啊。
At a church that does not glorify God and has no God's abundance.
有些阴暗的人还自以为是啊。
Even those who are sexually immoral
are very proud.
And people fight for fame and names in the church. During the first day of evangelical service, this pastor who was assigned there spoke with much. Was very dedicated, and the resident pastor told this visiting pastor what was happening. And together they prayed fervently. And said to the Lord, Lord, you don't want you to see your church perish. And you don't want to see your children so weak. Please revive your work, Lord. During the first day of evangelical service,
将近二十年没有得圣灵的教会，却有几位受圣灵了。
Thank God, after 20 years of people not receiving the Holy Spirit, finally a few received the Holy Spirit.
终于看到神的同工了。
Everyone was very happy to see God at work.
但是晚上睡觉的时候,
but when they were sleeping at night,
这两个传道睡传道房,
the pastors were sleeping in the pastor's quarter.
这个被派来协助的传道人啊,
the visiting pastor who had been assigned to assist him,
他睡到半夜两点的时候,
when he was asleep at 2 a.m.
整个传道房好像在冰库这样这么冷,
suddenly the whole pastor's room became like a refrigerator. It was freezing.
他冷到不能睡觉,
he was so cold he couldn't sleep.
所以他就醒过来啊,
he woke up.
但是醒过来他看到一件事,
when he woke up, this is what he saw.
他是躺着了,
he was lying down.
就在他的脚前面有一个红色的魔鬼啊,
he saw right in front of his feet a red devil.
那个身体啊, 壮得不得了啊,
the devil's body was very strong.
全世界的健美先生都还没有他来的健美。
No bodybuilder was as strong as this devil.
那个肌肉那个血管啊, 哦, 真的漂亮。
He had very good looking muscles and veins.
哇,那个红色魔鬼站起来看我们这个传道很气。
That red devil stood right in front of the preacher and was very angry.
呼吸一次都有那个火烟啊喷出来。
And every time he breathed, the devil would have fire from his nostrils.
这个传道看那个红色魔鬼也不怕。
And the preacher saw, looked at the devil and was not afraid.
我也站起来跟你面对面看。
The preacher also got up and looked at the devil in the eye. And while he was thinking about doing so,
这个不是做梦啊, 是醒过来的事啊,
it wasn't a dream, he was wide awake.
哇, 他心里这样想, 但是看不到魔鬼的动作, 他已经趴在那个传道的身上。
Even before the preacher could do anything, the devil was already on top of the preacher. So it wasn't even a matter of time.
肉身怎么跟他对啊?
So how could how can flesh and blood fight against the devil?
这个时候那个传道才很清楚看到他的脸了，整个身体。
Then the preacher saw the devil face to face very clearly.
他就伸出他的右手。
魔鬼伸出右手。 But the devil stretched out his right hand
指甲很长,
with a very long nails.
然后伸到我们这个传道的心脏啊，到胸部里面捏紧他的心，连想都不能想啊。
And reached into the preacher's heart with his right hand and grabbed it.
然后左手就伸到脖子里面，就掐住，连呼吸都不能啊。
And the devil used his left hand to go into the neck of the preacher and choked him.
两个人就这样对视。
So the two of them looked at each other.
他的眼睛啊，可以随便转呢。
And the devil's eyes could turn any direction.
颜色一直变呢，难怪只要喜欢他看他眼睛的人就受迷惑了。
And the colors changed. No wonder he can tempt so many people.
那个嘴巴打开又咬牙切齿，他的那个口水也掉下来。
And he was gnashing his teeth and with saliva.
咬牙切齿有声音呢，你只要任何东西放到他嘴巴，一定断，一定死了。
His teeth were grinding. It could kill.
然后他很生气地看着我们的传道。
He was very angry and looked at the preacher.
然后就说啊，你赶快离开，不要在这里讲神的话。
And the preacher, he told the preacher, leave here right now. Don't preach God's word here.
我住在这间教会已经一二十年了。
I've lived here for 20 years.
跟你拼了。
I'm gonna fight to you to the death.
把你弄走。
I'm gonna get rid of you.
哇，这个传道看了他也不怕。
The preacher wasn't afraid.
就在这个时候，他不能呼吸，而且又不能想啊。
He could not breathe or think.
哎，这个漂亮的天使米迦勒来了。
And at this point, the beautiful angel
就站在床铺旁边了。
Michael came and stood by the
bedside. 他就笑一笑，看着我们这个传道。
And he smiled and looked at the preacher.
没有讲话，但是灵里面有通哦。
He didn't say a word, but he could communicate with the preacher in the spirit. So the angels told him, cast out this devil in the name of Jesus.
我连想都不能啊，我怎么不知道？我知道啊。
But the preacher said, I cannot even think. I know what to do, but I can't even think this.
但是天使这样讲的时候，魔鬼的手有松一点，是可以想赶快奉主的名赶撒旦。
But with the angel around him, the devil released his hand a little bit, and the preacher was able to think in his heart, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I cast out demons.
就在这个时候，天使的动作多快也看不到。
And the angel moved very fast that he could not see the motion. Right after the preacher thought about casting out demon in the name of Jesus,
红色的魔鬼啊，就已经在那个天使的手臂里面了。
The very powerful devil was suddenly found under the arm of the angel.
天使转过了，对那个传道又笑一笑。
The angel turned around and smiled at the preacher.
意思就是说，好了，我把他带走了。
Meaning, I'm going to take him away.
哎，那个传道就起来笑一笑啊，跪在床铺上面祷告了。
And the preacher got up, smiled, and prayed at on the bed.
他不敢叫那个注目传道起来，因为他比较辛苦啊，不要叫他起来。
He didn't wake up the resident preacher because the resident preacher was quite tired.
那这个传道就独自祷告。
So he prayed alone.
祷告的圣灵充满。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit.
前面出现一个黑板。
Then he saw a blackboard.
那有一个粉笔就在黑板写字。
And he saw a chalk writing on the blackboard.
原来那几天的布道会、灵恩会要讲什么道理？那个粉笔把题目都写了。
The chalk wrote down all the topics that he was supposed to deliver during the congregation.
赶快把题目写下来。
So after the prayer, he quickly wrote down the topics.
那一个星期就完全照这个得到的，从神那里得到。要说的题目很忠心的照着圣经传讲。
So based on the topics given to him, the preacher faithfully preached the Bible the whole week and did not talk about anything else.
我们看主耶稣，他也是忠心讲神国的福音。
Our Lord Jesus Christ also faithfully preached the kingdom of God. And God's Spirit worked with him.
哇，感谢主。
Thank God.
那一次的灵恩布道会。
During that convocation.
整个教会啊，复兴起来啊。
The whole church revived.
那个。有软弱做错的就谦卑下来了。
Those who were weak and committed mistakes were humble.
神的圣灵大大同工。
God's Spirit worked mightily.
很多人得圣灵。
Many received the Holy Spirit.
很多人看见异象荣光。
Many saw visions and glory.
有的看到耶稣钉十字架。
Some saw Jesus crucified on the cross.
整个教会就转变。
The whole church was turned around.
尤其在领受圣餐的时候。
Especially during the communion.
将近200人，没有一个人不哭，感动神的爱。
Everyone in the 200 saw member congregation was touched.
这个传道只有一个信念，忠心传讲神圣经的道理。
And the preacher simply faithfully preached the word of God.
能够分析的清楚。
And analyze God's word carefully.
圣灵就在里面
clearly, and God's Spirit moved,
整个教会就焕然一新，成为圣洁的教会。
The whole church was regenerated and became
大家立志改掉坏习惯。
A holy church, and everyone
大家立志悔改归向主。
Change from their bad habits and turn to the Lord.
大家立志要来遵守神的话，服侍主到底。
Everyone determined to obey God and to serve Him.
这样大家才有机会能够进入神的国度。
Only then can we enter God's kingdom.
所以我们真是叫凭借的是圣经神的话和神的圣灵来做一切的事。
So in the true church, we do everything according to God's word and God's spirit.
其实对这个传道造就很大。
This experience benefited or edified this preacher a lot.
传神的话，遵守神的真旨意。
That how important it is for us to obey God's will faithfully.
神就会同工同在。
Then God will work with us.
所以我们遵行神的话。
Therefore, doing God's will.
我们已经提出四点了。
We have talked about four blessings.
第一个会成为主耶稣的家里人。
First, you become a member of God's family.
第二个会有从神来的福气。
Secondly, you have blessings from God.
第三个会成为主的朋友。
Third, you become a friend of God.
第四个会进入神永生的国度里面。
And the fourth, you will enter the kingdom of God.
遵行神的话乃是你我非常重要的人生的课程。
Therefore, obeying God's will is a very important lesson for us in life.
也是我一辈子要努力的一个生活内容啊。
And it is something we need to work on our whole lives.
我们来最后看约翰一书第二章。
Finally, let's read 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书的第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
第二章请看15节。
Verse 15.
15节这里说啊。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
不要爱世界和世上的事。
Do not love the world or the things in the world.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
16节。
16.
因为凡事是世界上的事。
For all that is in the world,
就像肉体的情欲,
the lust of the flesh,
眼目的情欲,
the lust of the eyes,
今生的骄傲,
and the pride of life,
重视名利地位,
such a fame and a position,
这都不是从父神那里来的,
it's not of the Father,
乃是肉身世界来的,
but it's of the world.
但重要的问题就在十七节。
The key is 17.
这里说这世界和世界里面的情欲都要过去。
The world is passing away and the lust of it.
最后讲了，唯独遵行神旨意的人才是永远长存呐。
But he who does the will of God abides forever.
我们活在这世界，有很多的事情是短暂。
Many things in this world are temporary.
有很多是没有用的。
And many things are useless.
没有意义的。
Meaningless.
不必跟人计较。
You don't need to fight over them.
也不必过分贪爱这世界。
You don't need to lust for them.
那有一些是永远长存的。
But some things last forever.
那个我们要去追求啊。
We must seek these things.
要去遵行啊。
We must obey.
这里直接告诉我们。
The verse tells us.
只有遵行神的话的人永远长存啊。
Only he who does the will of God abides forever.
这个在神面前是非常的重要。
This is very important in the eyes of God.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
337首。
Sing hymn 337.